Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
First things first, here's your kids warning right here. We're about to talk about the sex.
Boom.
Okay, we're going to talk about the sex.
You excited?
Yeah, actually.
It livens it up a little bit.
Well, it's more porn than it is sex.
Oh.
So I don't know.
That's also exciting. Okay.
So if you're listening with kids in the car, just know what you're getting into here. And even before we get into the email, I read this the other day and I just looked it up again to confirm it, even before we get into this email. 1 in 4 men hide porn use. 1 in 4 men. So if you think your man is like above watching porn behind your back, nah, my man doesn't do that. A lot of you guys are wrong. This email is, she's all like offended because her partner is watching porn behind her back. Hey, long time listener, all the way from Scotland.
I love it so much.
Kristen, Scotland.
And they have porn in Scotland.
It's pale.
It's kilt porn.
There are many things I would have liked to call in about, but I sadly can't listen live because of the time difference. Well, this is a beautiful place to plug the podcast. It's on demand. Listen anytime. Anyways, I'd like a little insight from the whole team. I have a partner of 5 years. We both have kids, me 3, him 2. So we live separately. What are views on men watching porn behind their partner's back? We spend a lot of time together, but he seems to disappear or tell me he's going to be late, and I later find out he's been watching porn. We have a decent enough sex life, and I send some provocative stuff when he's away for a month working, but he still seems to prefer watching other girls. I can't confront him, as it ends in an argument every time, and we don't generally fight, so I just don't say anything. What do I do? Is it me? What would you do? Here's a question for the men of the group. Ah, damn.
Don't worry, she's going to follow up with one for us.
Why do you guys do it rather than your partner? And here's a question for the women. Would you feel inferior like I do? Would you say something? Please answer this. My brain is going round and round daily. We are looking at houses and marriage, but this little roadblock seems to cloud my mind a little. Love you all. Can't get through the day without my Bert Show fix. From Anonymous, from Scotland. All right, Mo, why don't you start?
She did ask the men the question first, and then the ladies can follow.
She did. Well, I've never been much of a porn guy, so it's hard for me to really answer why a guy who is needs it or would want it. But I would imagine it's just like for guys who go to the strip club. It's just a desire, a sexual desire that I guess it fulfills them in a way that the woman that they're with just simply can't. Or maybe his sex drive is a lot higher, and so he doesn't feel comfortable with just the amount of sex that they have. So that's his way of releasing when he is by himself.
Yeah, I feel like there's additional questions that need to be asked here. Like, if he is watching porn and taking care of himself rather than being with you, I think that's an issue. If he's doing it in addition to being with you because his sex drive is higher, mm-hmm. then that's a whole other bag of whatever.
I wanted to know what was in the bag.
What's in the bag? I'm scared to look. And then also it's the frequency. Like, if he's doing it every single day,
yes,
I think we have an issue. Mm-hmm. If it's just, you know, an occasional little treat, then that's different.
A little midday snack.
Yeah. You know? A little, as you like to say. That's why she's not banging her. She's got squirrel lips.
I'm like Mo, never been a huge, like, watcher of it, but certainly have dabbled in it. And in all honesty, I think I used it more to get me in the mood than anything else. To not actually, like, do anything with myself just gets me frisky before I know I need to be frisky.
Really?
Does that make any sense?
So it's your own personal foreplay?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yep.
This for me would be a deal breaker because how are you, with all of this right in front of you, going to choose a video and or photo and or magazine over a real life woman? Now, I know here she says that he goes away for a month at a time for work. She also says that she's offered up photos, has given him products of her own that he can use to fulfill that desire. To me, I wouldn't see it as a personal thing. It wouldn't make me feel inferior. To me, I would see that as a problem on your end, that you find a virtual woman more appealing than all of this. And you know what? If you do want to spice up your sex life, you can always go to adameve.com and use code Abby for 50% off.
I don't know if it's like, from my perspective, I mean, sometimes you just need a quick release.
Right.
You need a little something like to get you there and get you there quick, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's just easier.
Yeah.
It's just more, you know what? We're talking about time management.
Yeah. And from taking into account what you're saying, like, why can't you just look at videos or pictures of me?
Because I have you.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the best way to answer
it. Well, there's that. And I also feel like it cheapens you. Like, I don't want to use you for that. I want to use you for the real intimate moment. I'd rather just use these people over here that don't matter to me.
So you want to use other people?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know her or him. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Like, I don't want to use my partner for porn because I feel like that... Oh, man,
so
I'm getting sticky right here.
If you found out that your husband was watching porn, I don't know, once every 2 weeks or whatever, that doesn't offend you?
If I'm being honest, no.
No.
Yeah. If he's just using it for like a quick release or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, if he has like favorites and if he's like has a library, we got an issue. But I feel like, and I'm not... What's so funny is I'm treading lightly because I don't want to offend people in the porn industry.
I think they've heard it all.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't want to like treat you like you're lesser than. But yeah, I'd rather not, in doing that act, view my partner as the person that is the adult star because they don't matter to me.
Okay, I feel like being really, really honest today. I have found myself at times, and again, this is way in the past, but it becoming habitual. Like, and it was almost like a habit. Like, Monday I would watch, and then I would be bored on Tuesday, and I'd start watching on Tuesday, and then I would watch on Wednesday, and then had to catch myself, like, wait a second, what are you doing here? This is like becoming like an addiction, and really had to pull myself away from it.
Which it can be. It came to me. Like, I feel like it would be disrespectful of my husband treating him like porn.
I would like to be treated like porn.
Okay.
Wouldn't mind at all.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind at all.
Do your thing.
Good to know.
But I think that's an interesting thing for you to say as someone who was trying to be very respectful of sex workers listening.
Yes.
Like, do you feel that you're using people when you're using porn, you know, in that way?
Well, I mean, they're volunteering for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like
And they're getting paid handsomely.
Yes. Like they're...
It's a business.
It is a business. Yeah, and that's how I treat it. Like It's so compartmentalized in my brain, and I care more about my partner and my spouse and have more respect for them than I do for the gifts I'm looking at.
So this is this is such a great conversation of how guys see it and how women see it. Again, a woman, her mind's going all the time, thinking of all the angles. And for guys, these are images, not healthy images, images and nothing else. You probably have never thought, like, I feel like I'm using this person when I'm watching porn.
Nah. It's like you said, it's business. Like, when I make love to my lady, I feel like that's different. That's a whole...
That's business!
That's like, yes. But with that...
It's personal.
With that, it's just business. You just get into something, you're done, that's it, move on. You never think about it again.
I think for some women, it's hard because when you are intimate with a partner, not always, but like in a relationship, there's an emotional intimacy that comes along with the physical intimacy. So if you're watching something online, you're missing that emotional intimacy. And I know that it can make some people feel like, watching the people online, the sex workers, are objects because you're missing that emotional piece. And that's where some of the guilt can feel in, especially as women, as we're growing up being like, we're not just objects. And then you're literally watching people, and because there's no emotional connection, doing this thing that you always feel emotionally connected to your partner with, you're like, oh my God, I feel like I'm objectifying you. And it's very hard because they are in those positions. They put themselves there, they get paid. So I wonder if that's the difference and why some women get upset when their partners, their male partners, watch it, because for them, that act is full of emotion and emotional connection, and dudes don't see it the same way when it's on the screen. So as a woman, I'm like, why would you do that with some, like, why would you watch that? I'm right here. But for the guy, it's like, hey, this is one and done, baby. Like, I'm just trying to get something done. There's no emotional connection for me.
Hey, Katie, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hello.
Morning, it's your P1 from Buffalo. Love you guys.
Hey, thank you for listening. I know there's nothing else to do in Buffalo, so thanks.
Stay warm.
I mean, you're not wrong. But how I look at it as, like, when you're being physical with someone, like, it's kind of like an audition. You always want to play your best part and whatnot. And sometimes I just want to be selfish. Like, I want to take my time, just focus on myself. It's no disrespect to my partner, but I don't want to focus on you. I want this to be about me. So that's kind of where, like, I think porn can come in.
So how often do you watch?
oh, gosh. I'll say a couple times a week. But it's mainly to help me go to sleep.
And there really is nothing else to do in Buffalo. She's snowing.
Can you do it with mittens on?
I mean, I'm sure someone's tried.
Thank you for calling, Katie. Appreciate it.
Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.